Hey guys, it's your girl Kamara A. Unique, and I am welcoming you to another episode of the A. Unique Beauty Podcast, where I talk all things beauty and God. I am a philanthropist, celebrity makeup artist, and founder of Kamara A. Unique Beauty. Some of my clients are Angela Bassett, Ava DuVernay, Garcelle Beauvais, Little Rel Howery, and so much more. And I have an amazing lash line. It's an award-winning lash line. I just won the Essence Best in Black Beauty Award for Best Lashes in 2020. Hey, woo! Shout outs to me. And shout outs to the Lord, because that was all Him. And so I just wanted to tell you guys more about me. I'm going to do this more often. And once I figure out how to edit my podcast, then I'll just record a whole introduction. But this is how authentic and real it is. It's me just sitting at home in the corner of my room, filming this from my computer. Anyway, guys, thank you guys for tuning in this week. I am recording this right after the Esther podcast that just dropped on Wednesday. And this one will be out on Sunday so I can have everything done so I can be ahead of the game. Shout outs to me being ahead of the game, because I was a little late last week and I don't want to be late again. So this one is coming out on Sunday and I'm super excited. So I'll talk about what I've been up to, because I want to share a little bit things about what I'm going up, you know, what I'm dealing with. So basically, I'm not going home for the holidays. I am not going to New York for the holidays. I will be here in LA. And my mom realized that I wasn't going to be able to come because, of course, COVID is crazy. And so if I go to New York, I will have to quarantine for a few days. And then I cannot stay by my grandmother's house. Because it's a lot, you know, like going by my grandmother will be a lot, and I don't want to bring COVID there, God forbid. I'm not saying that I will have it, because I've been getting tested a lot, but who knows what can happen on the plane. And I want to make sure that I'm safe for my family, especially my grandmother, especially my mom, especially everyone else, and especially for me coming back home to LA and being able to work so that I can be around my clients and making sure they're safe. So my mom has been doing this really, really super cute thing. If you've been following me on Instagram, every week, the past week, my mom has been sending me these packages in the mail, and each package will have a ornament inside, and each ornament had like a memory of like something that from my childhood, just to remind me of like positive, amazing things in my childhood. So she sent me The Little Mermaid, because that was the first movie I ever watched as a child. She sent me a 2020 ornament because that was that's the year that I moved to LA. She also sent me an angel because she calls me her angel. And then she also sent me, a book, a couple of books that I read as a child. And it was just super cute. And so it forced me to get a tree. And so I have this cute pink tree. Now the story about the tree is hilarious. So I go to Target and I pick up a tree and it's the display. I'm like, listen, just give me this $140 tree. They're giving me 50% off. I might as well just take it. It's the last tree. And I'm going to go and take it home and set this tree up in my house. And so I take the tree. And the Holy Spirit, once I get home, the Holy Spirit is like, go to Big Lots. I go to Big Lots. Now, remind you, a couple of days ago, like last week, Thursday, I went to Big Lots and there was no trees at Big Lots. Like everything was sold out completely. And here's the tea. I go to Big Lots all the time. So I had plenty of time to get a tree. But I just was like, I'm not going to get a tree. Like, I don't know where I'm going to put it. Like, I'm not doing all that. I'm okay. Now, with my mom sending the ornaments, I'm like, no, I have to get a tree because she wouldn't send these ornaments and I'm not going to put them on my plants. Like, no, I need a tree. And so I go to Big Lots and I see this pink snow-covered tree. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. And I'm like, how much is this tree? It's $40 for the tree. I'm like, oh my God, this tree is adorable for $40. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take it. I'm going to take it and I'm going to return the other tree to Target and call it a day, right? Long story short, I pick the tree up and I'm like, okay, I got it. I'm like, all right, Lord, I need ornaments. I need ornaments, God. And as I'm looking around Big Lots, one of the clerks at Big Lots is coming around to put like returns away, but she looks like she was just shopping. So I didn't know if she worked there or anything. And I'm like, where did you get that box of ornaments? And she was like, oh, this is a return. Did you want it? And I'm like, yes, I'll take it. It's a box of pink, gold, silver, and sparkly pink ornaments that goes perfect with the pink tree. Like, y'all, all God, right? And then I'm like, wow, I have everything I need for the tree. I found pink ornaments. I spent $70 altogether for everything that I got for this tree. Returned the other tree for that I spent $70 plus $100+ for. Like, I spent like maybe like $100 at Target. Got my money back at Target and proceeded to put the tree up with my friend Idara this weekend for her birthday. She came over and we just ordered some food and we put the tree up together and we had a good time and it was fantastic. It was just awesome. And I really enjoy just seeing this tree up. Like, this tree might just stay up all year round because it's so pretty and it just adds a little like sparkle and a pop of color in my house. And I adore it. I'm very, very happy with this tree. Very, very, very happy with this tree. And so I wanted to get into today's mix. I wanted to get into today's who I wanted to talk about today. Because as you guys know that I named each lash after an iconic woman in the Bible and what each woman meant to me. And I wanted to talk about the influencer. The original influencer, because I feel like influencers are huge right now. And Deborah was the original influencer. She was the original one. She was a prophet, a singer, a songwriter. She was a seer. She was a warrior. She was she basically fought a whole entire war. You guys should definitely read Judges to know more about Deborah, how dope she was. She was a mom. She was a wife. Deborah was awesome, you know, and I could only imagine how Deborah's husband felt, you know. I mean, everybody came to Deborah for her advice. Everybody wanted Deborah's advice on, because they knew that she heard from God. They knew that God was always speaking to her, and she influenced many, you know. But I could only imagine how Deborah's husband felt with her going to war, into battle with Barak. You know, how did her husband feel like at the fact that my whole popping wife is about to go into war? But of course she knew that God was with her, you know. Of course she knew that God was going to lead her, because of course, like, as a prophet, you know, like, you don't go into no place without God. Deborah was also very honest. She was very, very honest. She shared with Barak that she will go with him in battle. But she also made sure she made it clear to him that a woman will be the one who will win this battle. And I'm sure the way that she shared it didn't make Barak feel like he was less of a man, or that he should not go forward with winning this, with even starting this war, you know. It kind of makes you feel like, how does she speak to men for men to feel so safe with her, for men to be like, no, I need you to come with me to be by my side because I know that I will win this war with you. She knew how to share the word without making anyone feel bad, without Barak second guessing his capability to even handle this battle. And I think it's kind of dope. And it also makes me really think about how I speak to the man in my life, or the future man in my life, because I don't have a man in my life yet. But how I would speak to him and how I would speak life into him, because I think being a single woman and also being raised in a household with a single woman where I was not taught how to speak to men. I was not taught how to, I wasn't taught how to speak to men or how to handle, how to be a wife. So this is something that God has been teaching me as I've been growing. And it just makes me think of, like, just to, like, be influenced about how Deborah carried herself, how Deborah was able to influence Barack, a whole man, you know, in her time. She's the only female judge in the Bible. Like, she's a whole icon, you know? Deborah was also an encourager, you know? I'm sure she also had to learn how to encourage herself. She knew how to push Barack to win Sisera. She reminded him of the Lord being with him by asking him, has not the Lord gone before you before? Like, has not the Lord, like reminding him who he is, reminding him, like, didn't God say he gonna go before you and now he'll never leave you nor forsake you, girl? Like, bruh, like, you got this. I got you. And it kind of reminds me of when, I was looking at a meme the other day about the Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech, and how Martin Luther King, before the speech, he had a whole other speech written out. And I believe it was Shirley Chisholm. I don't think it was Shirley Chisholm. It was, another, I'm going to get the name, but I believe it was a gospel singer who, told Martin Luther King, do the I have a dream speech. And basically it pushed Martin to basically share the best speech he's ever written. And I'm trying to Google it right now. And I'm trying to Google who was the woman that basically, I'm not sure if it was Shirley, I gotta get it right. But I'm going to definitely figure out who that was and share that with you guys, woman. Let me see. Oh, yes, inspired. The woman who inspired it. Mahalia Jackson. Without Mahalia Jackson, Martin Luther King's famous I Have a Dream speech might have never happened. You know, she was the one that yelled out and said, share the I Have a Dream. And Martin Luther King ripped up, you know, basically ignored his other speech and shared what his dream was. And Mahalia Jackson was a prophet and also was Martin Luther King's like spiritual advisor, where she prayed with him before his speeches, prayed with him before he spoke and everything. So that was also like kind of like how Deborah, she was kind of like a Deborah of our time, of Martin's time, you know. So when I think about, like, everybody's thinking about being an influencer these days, everybody wants to influence many with your social media. What are you influencing others to do? You know, are you influencing others to be their best self, or are you influencing others to be more like you? You know, God doesn't want us to influence others to be, he wants us all to be our own, like, identical selves, you know, our own selves that he's created in his own image, you know? And so we want people to be inspired by the things and the testimonies that we have, but we want to basically be as different and as, you know, we want to be as different as possible. And Deborah was that. She was just awesome. She was an awesome, awesome, amazing woman. And I'm really a fan of Miss Deborah. When I thought about, like, naming the women in the Bible, the first person that came up was Deborah. I was like, nah, Sister Deb is getting a name for the lash line. Getting a lash named after her. She got to get the most fire lash. And that's my boo. And so I was going back and I was like, God, what am I going to talk about with Deborah? And he brought me back to when I spoke on a conference, during quarantine, and it was titled Lack of Discipline Equals Delay is what he gave me. And so I want to share with you guys what I talked about on that, at that conference. And these are the things that I asked everybody and what I talked about. So I'm going to go right into it. And of course, I know Holy Spirit is probably going to add more to what I spoke about. And so I asked the ladies, do you have a gift that can bring people joy or generational wealth, or maybe both? And how about an experience, that one experience that you had that you're ashamed of? the one that's a testimony, that if you actually shared it, it could change a person's mindset or help them go from unemployed to becoming the employer. Your lack of discipline can not only cause delay in your life, but it can also delay where God wants you to take others. And so when I think about Deborah, if Deborah didn't step forward and step out and trust that God was speaking to her and through her, her lack of discipline in not moving forward would have basically cost, it definitely would have cost Barack from winning the battle. It would have cost so many lives. It would have caused so many things to happen that so many people being inspired, or it would have cost this whole story of us being inspired by Deborah and the things that she was called to do. In the past 2 months, so this is back before when in Instagram, when I was going live all the time. And this is also to share things that I've been doing too, when it came to, before I moved to LA and I shut down my Instagram, shut down everything, stopped doing my lives. So this is all before all of that. But in the 2 months that I was going live every day, my social media following grew over 2,000 people. Than before what I had in the pandemic. And I asked myself, like, how the heck did I do it? And because I was basically finally being disciplined, I was basically finally being a better steward to my gifts. I was basically going live every single day. And though I was tired, I was persistent and consistent. And I want to rewind and tell you guys a little bit more about me. I'm known for the work on many faces like Ava DuVernay, Angela Bassett, Garcelle Beauvais, Naturi Norton, Cicely Tyson, and many other amazing people. I would travel to LA to be on set with my client Little Rel Howery and groom him, and I always took pride in my famous faces that I my famous face massages and neck massages that I would provide for my clients. You know, booking Kamara A. Unique is an experience. The reason why I'm so successful at what I do is because I provide my clients with an experience. On March 13th of this year, things shifted a bit. And yes, I'm also known for having good hygiene, but to think that I possibly would not be able to touch my clients anymore, or if I harm my clients, it was a lot for me. So I had to learn how to pivot and switch and change things around. And I wasn't ready, but I was ready because the faster we get into quarantine, the faster I can get back to work, right? I was thinking, like, everybody just get into quarantine. Once we get back into quarantine, we could kill this virus and we get back to work. And I could get back to work. So everybody just go home. Everybody stay home. Stop doing this. Everybody do this. No, that's not what happened, right? Now, I'll be honest that God told me to go digital a while ago. God was telling me to start doing digital marketing and start teaching more makeup on Instagram a long time ago. But my complaints was I didn't feel like wearing makeup or I was tired. I'll be real. I worked like almost every single day before the pandemic. I was busy with clients, traveling a lot. And so when it came to like sitting down and being in front of my my computer or my phone to put on some makeup, it was like, bruh, can we find another way? Can I please find another way? And so basically I got forced, because I was sitting here thinking that I had all the time in the world, and COVID basically came in and shut all that down. The first week of quarantine, I quickly got my act together, and I'm just letting you guys know that I wasn't a saint, you know, but I can straighten up real quick. I started my Thrive at 5 makeup classes and on Instagram every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where I would get a gang of everyday women and makeup artists who would join me, and we would have fun, and I would call them my A Unique Beauties. You guys are still my A Unique Beauties, and I still definitely want to come back on my classes. So if you guys want to see more of the classes, you gotta like, when I post that I'm coming on, you have to like come on. Like, I'm like trying to go live now, and I'm like, where's all my beauties at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at though? I adore you guys also, you know, so I was learning so much from you guys. You were learning a lot from me, and it was such an amazing, amazing experience, you know. One thing I realized with my influence, what I received messages from women about, their confidence was rising and thanking me for the escape that they felt for that 1 hour, because of course, my time with you guys is popping. I would be like, yes, we have a good time. We shake the table. Come on, tag my husband. We had all types of good fun, and it was great. It was a great escape from what was happening in the world. It was a great escape from what was going on right now. And it was also allowing them to know that even though I'm a celebrity makeup artist and I'm known for working with certain people, that I'm still reachable. I'm still approachable. I'm still someone that you can call your friend. I'm your homegirl. I'm your sister. I am. I'm literally just an everyday woman just like you guys. I just was blessed to be able to work with some amazing women and amazing people. But I also do know that how it is to have that taken away from me and not have it anymore and having to start from square one. So the many lessons that I've learned allow me to have more compassion and allow me to have more, to be more open with others and to just share a piece of my life with other people so that they don't feel like they cannot approach me. So I want you guys to know that all of this is just me like sharing my experiences so that you guys can know that you can reach out to me. I am your sister. I'm your mentor. I'm your friend. I'm your makeup artist. I'm your teacher. Whatever it is that you need to know from me, I got you. And so I had to pull back and say, wow, God, this is a part of my purpose. Like doing this podcast is a part of my purpose, doing the lives, teaching you guys about beauty and all things beauty and God is my purpose. It's who I am. It's what I have been created to do because I literally had to learn about God, as a celebrity makeup artist and not really care about my faith and sharing that with others and really just being all that God has called me to be, as hard as it's been. It's been real, you guys, but you know what? It's worth it. You know, I've always been my client's hype man, but now I could be you guys hype man, you know, and everyone can experience this gift and so much more that I had to offer with going live. Now, Deborah is an hype man. Deborah was Barack's hype woman. She was like, listen, Barack, you got this. You about to go out here, you about to kill it, but you're not going to win this fight, like, because a whole woman's going to take care of that. She's going to cut the head off of Cesara, but you know what? You going to still win this. You got to go out and you got to fight, you know? So I'm the Deborah for y'all. Being disciplined leads us to our purpose. If I would have listened to the negative words, the negative voices in my head saying to me, don't go live. Everyone's going live, because this is when everybody was going live at one time. And they were just all like, everybody's live, 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 live. It was like 10, 15, 20 different lives at the same time. And it's like you just didn't know which one to look at because it was so many distractions. I would have totally missed out on what God was trying to do through me for others. And it wasn't about how many people came onto the live. It was the quality of the people that came onto the live. You know, discipline, being disciplined and doing the things that God has called you to do, accelerates you. It takes you to a whole nother level, you know. And when I did those things, my business was featured on Good Morning America, CBS News, News 12, and I was booking private makeup classes back to back. That helped me so much in so much ways with money, because of course I wasn't making any money during the quarantine, so I had to find other ways to make money. Now, I know that some people may look at me and say, okay, girl, listen, you got 32,000 followers on Instagram. I'm like now, like probably like 35, you know, and you basically are a celebrity makeup artist and you're this and you're that and all this. But you know what? The real tea is that I've always been really good steward over my platform and the things that God gave me. And it's never really been about me. You know, I never really made my Instagram about me. I shared my Instagram was basically a place for my testimony, a place for me to share more about the things that God did through me. And so the many lessons that I've learned. And so I know that, you know, it may seem like I got an upper hand, but you never know who's watching you. You never know that someone is looking at you and being inspired by that. And I shared this when I talked on Clubhouse a few times, that our purpose is not about us. Our purpose is not about like where we're gonna go and what we're gonna do for our influence and things like that. Our purpose is basically about what God can do and how can we bring God into those rooms. How can we bring God into each and every room that we walk into, and then we can know that God is saying, okay, job well done, my servant, you know? If you found yourself asking yourself how a person went from point A to point D, of course you might not see the many pits that they fell into and the many setbacks, and it looks like it's so easy, or so we think. I've experienced a lot of setbacks. Even when I moved to LA and everything seemed like it was so great, and so like I was here in LA, once I got here, I couldn't even go back live because I lost the creativity inside of me. I lost like that drive, that zhuzh that God had placed on the inside of me. I lost it because it was like literally spiritual warfare, you know, and I literally had to encourage myself to come back, to pull back and do this, the podcast again, to go back on lives, to pull out the lash line. You know, we have to credit that being disciplined has something to do with it. And I had to basically find that discipline within myself to say, you know what, you need to get back to what you were called to do. This is what you have to do. You couldn't cry, you can scream, you can fight, you can cause as much war as you want, but you got to get up and you got to do the work, you know? And I remember my friend Robin, I shared this before on the podcast. My friend Robin called me and she was like, listen, you may see this mountain in front of you, but you're going to get over this mountain. You're going to get through this mountain, or you're going to get around this mountain, but somehow you will look back and you will see the mountain behind you, and you have to get up and you got to move. It's not about how many followers you have. You can do this with 100 followers, 100,000 followers. The real question is, are you a good steward of the little that God gave you? Are you a good steward of the followers that he already has given you? And are you pouring into them the things that he has been telling you to speak about? You know, or are you moving in fear, wondering if you should share a certain thing or if you should be quiet about it because you feel like you might get backlash or it? See me? I don't care. I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna be about it. I'm just gonna share whatever God has given me. And and I'm sure then it does not offend, because I do make sure like to share certain things that won't offend others. But I know that if it does offend somebody, the Holy Spirit will at least speak to them the next couple of weeks, and they'll be like, you know what? When I thought about this, this made sense to me. You know? When you are a good steward of what he has given you, he provides more and adds the resources, the people, the strategies to accelerate it. And so as me being like disciplined with my social and asking him, like, I need help with Kamara A Unique Beauty and pushing it out, I was able to get mentored by an amazing group of people. The CEO of Iconic London, Selma, she is my mentor, and she has helped me build my website for Kamara A Unique Beauty, and basically poured into me with the help of my friend Karen, who introduced us. And that was all because I sold the heck out of this brand called QMS Medi Cosmetics, which was actually, it still is one of my favorite skincare lines. And it helped my skin a lot, but they no longer sell it in the US, which I'm mad about. It's only in the UK. But she was so impressed by how I sold the brand, by how I shared my love for the brand, that she wanted to help me and wanted to pour into me. And so when you're basically moving in the spirit of God, and you're moving in with the discipline that God has placed on the inside of you to do the things that he has called you to do, like Deborah did, then he will send people to help you and take you to the next level. You know, it's kind of mind blowing, you know, when you see how God moves, when you move, you know, it's like you take the next step. Like they say, faith without works is dead. You have to start moving and start making doing the work. Now, here's some more tea about me. I can care less about my blue check. I can care less about my followers. To finally know that I'm walking in my purpose again, because I did, you know, take a break after all the things that I went through. To finally know that I still get up and I still pick up and I still try and I still move shows me that it just brings me more joy than you guys could even imagine. Like, recording this podcast and having you guys listen and seeing the numbers grow on a regular basis brings me a lot of joy. It makes me know that everything that I went through was not in vain. Everything that I experienced was not in vain. I experienced these things because I need to share this with you guys. You know, and I know that God is pleased with me to know that I'm putting smiles on your faces, to know that you guys are probably taking notes and learning more about your business and how you should handle certain things and how you should be. And I'm going to be pouring out more things for artists and for creators too. I want you guys to be prepared for this, that things are coming out with Kamara. I'm going to do more. I want to spend more time with you guys. I want to spend more time pouring into you guys and sharing things that I know. You know, if you think about my name is Kamara A. Unique Janine Helps. And it means teacher who is God's gracious, who is different, and who helps others with her knowledge and with her network. And so I have to step fully, completely in that and start to really impart my knowledge and the things that I know and the things that I've learned over the years into you guys. And I know that God is pleased with me too. You know, like, I know that he's doing, like, he's just like, yeah, girl, come on. Like, you know, and I'm surprised that he has me sharing all this on the podcast today. But you know what? I have to share it with you guys so that you guys can hold me accountable. I don't share things with you guys to rub it in or to be, to be extra. I do it because I want you guys to hold me accountable. And now that I have it out, that I have to complete the task that he has placed before me. You know, I have had life-changing conversations with a lot of women also, and that I know they will take, and during that time when I was going live, and even now, I've had some amazing life-changing conversations with women that I know will take whatever it is that we've talked about and impart that into others. And that's pretty dope. That's pretty dope that even though it started with me, it will not end with me. That whatever it is that you guys are learning in this, during this podcast, whatever you're learning with listening to this podcast, that you're being poured into in a way where you're inspired to go out and do this thing, do something to inspire another. And that's all I'm called to really feel like I want to do. Like, I just want you to pay it forward. And for the person that's asking, where do I start? I want you guys to do that one thing that scares you. Do the one thing that scares you, that makes you so afraid that you're like, oh my God, if I do it, I'm going to, maybe if I'm speaking on live, I'm going to stutter. Do it. Go on live and stutter your whole way through it. If that's speaking on Instagram live, I want you guys to test it out daily for 5 minutes. Pop in just to say hello. Hey guys, how are you? What a guan, guan, guan. You know, say something. If you have something to sell, open your page to be a public page and create a business page and start moving on that thing that you need to sell. Also, trust the process. Don't get so caught up in doubt and confusion that's sent to delay you even more. I know for me, I look at, like, when I go live, people are not tuned in, and sometimes it brings me down. Sometimes it makes me feel like I shouldn't even be doing this. I missed out on my chance. And God is like, no, you just have to create the momentum again. So get back on the momentum, pull out, keep going, be consistent, be persistent, and you'll start to see people start to join in. And this is a word that I'm giving to you guys, and I'm also receiving it for myself. And even if you impart your gifts into just one person, that's pretty freaking amazing, you guys. And that's enough, because that one person will pass it on to another and to another and to another and to another and to another. Now, so back to the title of this presentation that I had given for this conference that I was on, that I spoke on, the lack of discipline equals delay. Lack of discipline equals delay. I knew that I was supposed to write this, and why I knew is because me reading it now, it's speaking so clearly to me about being disciplined in what God has called me to do now. And I also knew that I was supposed to do this over a year ago, but did I listen to God at that time? Absolutely not. It took a whole pandemic to thrust me into this, it thrust me into it. I could have been building a whole dope community of women, which I'm still doing at the moment. And it's still good because I trust God's timing. I trust what he's doing in my life. I trust that I'm right on time, you know? And so even if you do lack discipline right now, just know that from my story, my love, that you will be accelerated to right where you're supposed to be. And even if you do take a break in between because you're going through some stuff, it's all good. God is with you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And so I'm going to end the podcast today to ask you guys, I want you guys to get out of your own way and move. I want you to focus on your path. My favorite scripture, which is on my, I use this scripture on all of my products. It's Proverbs 4:25. It's what I live by. It's what I stand by. It's the wording says, let your eyes look straight ahead and fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Right? Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes away from evil. You know? And why this one speaks to me so clearly is because what I used to do was I used to focus on what other people were doing around me. I used to focus on what the other makeup artist was doing, or if this person was going live, or if I needed to be more like this other artist or this person. And God was like, I need you to just be like yourself, Kamara. Who did I call Kamara to be? You know, and don't let yourself be that person who keeps coming to listen to a podcast and wanting to be fed, and then you leave full and then you never use what was imparted to you. You know, I wanted to share that with all the times that you've listened to someone empowering you and speaking life into you. You know, you want to start to do the work that's been spoken. You want to start to implement everything that you've learned. Take everything that you've written, all the notes that you've written over the years. Go back over your notes. Go back over your books, your dream books, everything that you've had. Go back over it and start to use that. Start to use that to speak life into yourself and into someone else. Do what God has called you to be. Be like Deborah. Like, write a song like Deborah. Sing the song like Deborah. You know, inspire someone to go forth and win a war like Deborah. Inspire someone to, you know, prophesy to someone and speak what the Lord is telling you to speak. Pray for someone like Deborah. You know, be a mother and a wife like Deborah. You know, be a friend like Deborah. Influence the masses like Deborah. Deborah is still influencing us to this day. She was the first influencer God was the first influencer in the world, because, you know, God created, like, he's the first creator, the original. But when I think about a woman, I think of Deborah. Like, Deborah was the first influencer to me. Like, she influenced so many, and she didn't allow herself to be disobedient, and she did not allow herself to be delayed to do what God has called her to do. And so I could stop now. And I thank you guys for listening. Please tag a friend, tag a sister, tag a husband, and share this podcast with someone. I hope that it spoke to you today, and please subscribe and download. And I'm going to end it here. Love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you guys. Thank you so much and have a fantastic night. All right. Peace.